I.E. Demon, the first draft.
It's like magic.
The Humvee bumped wildly on a dirt road, jarring Private Harkness in the back seat, but the spook seemed unfazed.
We've tested this 1,000 times back in the States with every type of explosive you can think of. Pressure mines, improvised mines, remotely triggered explosives, everything. The BSE stops them all.
They were deep in the Afghani desert, about an hour from base, performing a field test on the BSE. Harkness didn't know what the BSE was, only that it was installed on the undercarriage of their Humvee and that it allegedly stopped explosive attack. Not shielded against them, not detected them, but stopped them. Harkness had no idea, and the rest of the team. 4 Humvees, a truck, and a tank seemed to be just as clueless as he was. The spook seemed supremely competent, but then didn't they all? Harkness couldn't decide if the man's sublime arrogance was heartening or obnoxious, but he was leaning toward the latter. It was one thing to have faith in your mysterious new mind killer, but it was just plain stupid to be this far from a forward base without a helmet.
And I'm supposed to protect him. The guy's one ambush away from Taliban-assisted suicide, and I'm the one who's gonna catch hell for it when he goes down. Are you sure you don't want this helmet?
This was at least the 17th time now that Harkness had tried. The spook waved him away. Rank Gomez, their truck commander, pressed the spook for more information.
You keep saying it stops the explosions, but how does it stop them? How does it work?
Flawlessly.
That's not an answer.
That's the only answer you're cleared to receive.
Harkness saw the man's unflappable calm fade just for a moment, revealing a steely-eyed coldness lurking just beneath the surface. Harkness shifted his position in the back seat of the Humvee. A year ago, a look like that would have made him shift defensively, moving himself away from danger. But 6 months in Afghanistan had changed him. Without even thinking about it, he'd shifted to give himself greater access to his sidearm.
Hold up, we found another one.
Another?
The spook smiled triumphantly, and the driver brought the Humvee to a stop. The field test was almost brutally simple. The spook's Humvee, equipped with a BSE, drove at the head of the column, followed by a truck equipped with every bomb detector and metal detector you could put in it, scanning the road for IEDs. In the past hour, they'd turned up 2, and now, potentially a 3rd. None had gone off. Harkness waited while the bomb disposal team got out to neutralize the device, and soon the bomb squad rank approached their truck.
It's an IED, all right. Completely non-functional, same as the others.
What about the pattern you observed in the other explosives?
The pattern continues. Each bomb is less non-functional than the one before it. The first bomb looked like they built it wrong. The second one had a fuse out of place, and this one just didn't go. It could have, but it didn't. We don't know why.
Thank you.
I assume you do know why it didn't work.
That's why I'm here. The batteries are low, so to speak, and the BSC is losing its effectiveness. I recommend we head back immediately, on the road we've already cleared.
I'll call it in.
Gomez thumbed the radio.
Camp Alfred, this is Operation Shatter. Our mission is complete, and we request permission to return home.
Negative, Shatter. We just had a recon ping in your area and need you to check it out.
I have a civilian and a piece of experimental equipment, Alfred. I can't be doing recon right now.
It's probably nothing, Shatter, just a glitchy drone. Just do a drive-by and give us visual confirmation, and you can come straight home.
How many regulations do you want me to break, Alfred? Get your boss on the phone so I can talk to someone who isn't an ASVAB waiver.
Movement recs in your area allow for 2 truck groups. Bring the bomb squad and come home, but send the rest of your convoy to location under the command of Rank James.
Orders confirmed.
Gomez hung up the radio, and by now the bomb squad rank had collected the other officers in the convoy. Rank James leaned on Gomez's open window.
I'm taking the convoy.
Looks like it. The moron on the radio said it was just a glitch, but he had his panties in a wad about something. Be careful.
Well, we'll be fine. You're the ones on your own in Taliban country.
There's no way we should be traveling with only 2 trucks in this region. We've seen 3 IEDs in an hour. This place is crawling with insurgents.
Then let's stop wasting time and get out of here.
The column started moving again, and they had only traveled a few minutes.
Rank Gomez, this is Camp Alfred. You are ordered to return to base immediately. Rank James will continue north with the rest of your column to investigate an insurgent sighting. Over.
Message received, Alfred. But movement recs in this area don't allow us to travel alone. We need to peel at least one other vehicle off the column. Over.
Affirmative. Bring the bomb squad with you. Over and out.
Damn it.
Gomez stepped out of the Humvee. He stomped off for a final conversation with Rank James. Harkness looked at the spook and was gratified to see that the man looked nervous for the first time since leaving the base. A potential live fire situation could have that effect, especially on civilians. Harkness suppressed a smile.
You sure you don't want that helmet?
The spook took it. Gomez returned a moment later, and soon the column was splitting in half. Harkness felt braver now, having seen a sign of weakness in the spook.
What happens if it fails?
The BSE?
We keep asking how it works, and you won't tell us, so I figured I'd ask the opposite. What happens if it stops working? Will you know, or will the bomb squad behind us figure it out when we blow up?
That's an interesting question.
Seems like a pretty fair one to me. How will you know if it fails, or am I not cleared for that either?
I.E. Demon, an essay, part 2.
As you have heard, this draft was never finished, which is actually kind of fun to look at, because it means I never went back to clean it up. It's got a few weird half-sentences from edits I made on the fly while writing, and it's absolutely littered with all caps placeholders like 4 Humvees, a truck, and a tank. The plan was to get the story down on paper, then go back later and fill in all the appropriate military equipment and jargon. This was part of my plan to make the military aspects of the story as accurate as possible, though you'll see in the second draft that even this way I still made tons of mistakes. I use placeholders like this a lot when I write, though I've started putting them in brackets just to make them easier to search for. Placeholders help me write quickly, without getting bogged down in the details, and then I go back, usually within a day or two, and do the research and plug in the right pieces. I don't like to wait until the project is completely finished, because what if the piece of info I find for that placeholder turns out to be interesting and cool, and inspires another idea for the story? The major problem with this draft is how slow it is, and I could tell that right from the beginning, which is why I only made it 4 pages in before I abandoned the story and took everything back to the drawing board. More than anything, this is because I still tend to think and outline like a novelist, so I filled the story with too much stuff. On page 4 of the first draft, we're only halfway through the testing phase, and we've spent almost half that time in conversations about who should go back to base, who they should take with them, and so on. That's there to set up load-bearing plot element number 4, but it's boring, and it's the slowest possible way to do that setup. I was also introducing a ton of characters, most of whom were not essential to the story, though I have to say that Rank James is a hilarious name that I want to use again sometime. So, instead of throwing you into this cool story full of action and a fun magical puzzle to solve, I was wasting your time making you memorize names and laying the groundwork for way more story than I needed. It was a mess, and it was time to chuck it and start over.